This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And the one. And a two. And a three.
No, ma'am. This is not a good idea.
Sorry, Goose. But it's time to buzz the tower.
Take it. Game.
Take. Baseball brought to you by Motorola.
It was scary, Boop. It was very scary.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
I'll be your wingman anytime, Ryan Dempster. Anytime. Ryan Dempster joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Did you feel the heat of the Jets? Like, how close was that thing? What are we talking about, Demp?
Yeah, it was right in our face, guys, to be honest with you. And I got quite excited. I don't know. It's like on my bucket list to fly in some sort of F-14, 16, 18, I don't know, whatever it is. And it was unreal. It was like the coolest, scariest, loudest thing I've ever experienced all at once. It was awesome, epic, and great handling it all. Obviously, he's an actor, and his daughter is you know, has that gene. They just didn't even skip a beat and just kept going. So Hayden Christensen, shout out to him.
I was impressed with the organist. I don't know whether it was John or Josh who was working on Friday, but like they had to adjust too. Everybody had to adjust. You saw that shot of the players in the dugout. Ian Happ looked furious, frankly.
Yeah, well, that's standard look for Ian. Let's not confuse ourselves. You know what I mean? The quiet storm always looks a little upset. But I will say that I guarantee you there is somebody in that stadium that day who peed just a little bit in their pants. You know, how much, I don't know.
Right.
I don't have those analytics and that data, but
yeah,
a little bit.
Hold on, let me go to urinesavant.com. I'm looking, and I'll get back to you. But yeah, man. Like
exit below.
The exit velo was high that day, my friend. Yeah, but like even yesterday, when I was there yesterday, it's one of the coolest things ever. Like Aaron Waters' show coinciding with a home series at Wrigley. And like yesterday, there was a moment, I think in the sixth, where like the plane looks like it's coming right at you from beyond center field. And it flies over and you see the shadow go across the outfield grass. What a unique thing around MLB to happen.
It really is. I mean, think about it. It's the only ballpark that all that's happening, right? But this doesn't happen in baseball. So to kind of see that take place is really, really cool. And to have that, you know, in your backyard and going on. And I used to take a page. Ryan Terrio and I took a page out of Bobby Valentine's book, the LaGuardia Airport taking off over top of Shea Stadium when a big 777 would take off, is you'd run a daylight play at second base with a runner out leading off second. And because what happens is the third base coach typically is the one watching the infielders as the guy's leading off, and he'll yell back or scream back so we can't hear anything. So, Terrio came up to me one day. He said, "Hey, every time there's a jet flying over, I'm gonna run the daylight back pick." And I just looked at him and said, "Hey, Ryan, I wasn't anticipating having anybody on second base today, but, thanks for the positive support. And we'll go ahead and do that." And I'm pretty sure I'd have to look down the record or talk to Terrio again. I'm pretty sure it worked and we picked somebody off. So a little tool you can use, home field advantage.
Wow, that's really cool. I thought there was a strikeout of the first baseman, Peguero, by Shota yesterday, where Peguero just kind of froze and watched a strike three right after a plane went over. Like, maybe Shota used that a little bit. It's possible.
And you could tell by his reaction, he was upset about it. He, kind of flipped his bat and was like, "What the heck, man? Like, I'm trying to concentrate here. But guess what? This isn't Wimbledon, and it's not the PGA Tour, and you're just going to have to be a little tougher mentally and figure it out."
Man, speaking of being tough mentally and figuring it out, when you, as the host of Intentional Talk, and as a guy who covers the game and obviously played the game for as long as you have, when you get to come in and do a series like this, then you get to see the bunch up front, talk to the coaches, talk to the players. What do you look for when you come to town? You want to see how a group is actually doing, how they're actually holding up in a tough stretch. What do you kind of look for in terms of their habits or their demeanors to see how they're actually doing?
Yeah, I think you just want to make sure the demeanor, that's the tough one, right? Is the making sure that, guys aren't getting... It's hard, man. It's so hard. We run such a game of emotions and this thing that you love emotion and stuff. You just want to make sure that guys are showing up every day and habits aren't changing. I think that's the biggest one, right? Not getting down, not getting down with me and not getting quiet, going about the routine the same way, all those kind of things that... you just want to make sure that that's happening. And like I said yesterday on the broadcast, we talk all the time in this game, trust the process, trust the process, trust the process. We're at a time of year where we want wins and results. We don't care. So as players, when you say trust the process, like Kyle Tucker's like, "Yeah, cool. I would like a hit more than I would like the process right now." So that's why you see him when he reacts, the ball, ground ball goes through. He's like, "Okay, cool. I know it's supposed to be in the air. You guys want me to hit the ball in the air, but I just want hits right now because, that's ultimately what makes me feel better." I always said that, like a guy with speed laying down a bunt base hit just to get the hit in the hit column. So you're one for one that day. Now the rest is gravy. And so, you're looking for that, making sure guys are just staying positive. And that's your job as coaches in these times and these stretches and as people around, is we feed off that as players. We feed off the coach who, still talks to me, "Hey, I'm over here. I know I'm 0-20. But I'm still here on the team. Don't just talk to the guy who's getting all the hits, but you come out of it. And it's better to have this, stretch that you go through right now than the last 2 weeks of the season. And that's the nice part about getting off to a great start of the season, is you've built this little cushion where, you are sitting in the driver's seat of a wild card spot and a playoff spot. And that's what you're looking for this time of year, and then playing good baseball come middle of September.
Ryan Dempster's on Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, right here on The Score. Demp, I started the show, I got kind of churchy, because my disappointment was vast at the deadline. My annoyance was sort of pervasive. My rage at times was white hot a little bit. But it's largely dissipated because the playoffs are within reach, man. Maybe it's going to be a wild card. Okay. All right, well, play well, right the ship, focus on the process, and then get in. And it's sort of helpful that the Brewers are 34 games over 500, because what the hell are you supposed to do with that? So just control what you can, and if you get in, you got a shot.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think one thing we've learned as we, look at it from a numbers perspective, winning the division guarantees you nothing other than a few extra home games and a little bit of rest at the beginning. And if you don't need the rest, if you have healthy players, and ultimately, it's just a few extra days of games, so it's okay. Teams are winning the World Series as wild card winners. Teams are going to the World Series as wild card winners. It's who's playing good baseball for the last 4 weeks of the season going into the playoffs? That's the reality of what we're kind of seeing take place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, look at the Dodgers last year win the World Series, but you got to remember they were down 2-1 to the Padres and, you know, on the verge of being out of that thing and just had a good enough team to overcome that. But it you kind of just have to get a chip and a chair. That's truly the case these days.
Yeah.
And I think teams kind of manage that way. They look at it like, okay, yeah, all right, we know where we're at and we got to get there. And we just concern ourselves with what we have in this locker room and winning a game today. Yesterday was great. We won the game. Awesome. What can we do today?
Did you have managers? Who was the best manager at helping you snap out of something? If you were in a little bit of a funk, who was the best you had that helping you or helping the bunch from your experience?
Yeah, from my experience, I probably would say Dusty. Dusty was really good at knowing me as a human. He could see if I was off a little or something was bothering me, maybe away from the field. So you get the call, hey, come up to my office after BP, and you go up there thinking we're going to talk baseball, and you're just talking life, you know. Have you seen any good music lately? Let's talk about everything good. How's your mom and dad doing? You know, like those kind of things where I think in also checking in on you and making sure you're all right, it forces you to check in on yourself and reflect and say, there, well, why is he asking me these things? Clearly, I'm a little not myself right now. So it allows you to right the ship. And I always appreciated that from him. And you know, it really helped a lot.
Wow, that's cool. What kind of music was Dusty into?
Everything, man.
Was he?
He didn't. I remember one time walking into his office, you know, and he's like, he said, "Damn, come up to my office, man, after BP." And I walk up there, and Smokey Robinson's up in his office. And I'm like, of course he is. I mean, the dude smoked a joint with Jimi Hendrix, you know what I mean? Why wouldn't Smokey Robinson be in here? You know, and it's just like, I saw him running with Buddy Guy, you know, like, it's just, he had that persona. I mean, you know, coming up with the Dodgers in L.A., Rookie of the Year, everything he did, inventing the high five, all that stuff, and he just was a cool cat. And so he always had music going in his office. It could be anything from the blues to rock to, you know, a little bit of rap every once in a while. I remember one time we had a team meeting and he quoted Too Short. So, I mean, it was always fun with Bake, and I just, you know, I love the guy so much.
All right. Hendrix has got to be number one on the all-time list of people you could say you did that with. Like,
I would think so, right?
Yeah. Like, my list includes David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. I'm proud of that one. Yep. Daryl Jones from the Rolling Stones. Those are my two. But Hendrix is pretty strong. I don't know that story. When was that? Obviously before Jimmy died, late 60s, I guess. Holy
yeah,
hell.
Yeah. I'd have a short list as well. Maybe Gord Downie with the Tragically Hip Before a Who concert.
Wow.
In Arizona. In the bathroom of the dressing room. What? Oh, so did I say that? Yeah. No.
You are ahead by a century.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were. Oh, that's amazing. Debs, these Brewers are ridiculous. What's the hottest team you've ever been on? Where you like, whether was it the Red Sox in 2013 or was it one of the Cubs teams in 2007 and 2008? Like where you just looked around and was like, we're not losing today, and you just didn't. Do you remember?
Yeah, I would say probably, like, if I think about that, the 2008 Cubs. I felt like we had some really big stretches like that, where maybe not, you know, quite to this, but like win eight. You know, lose a game, win another seven in a row, lose a game, win another six. Like, it was just big stretches where we were winning a lot of games. You know, as far as feeling like, you know how you watch a team on TV and you feel what's going on in their locker room or your clubhouse, it exudes through the television just like it does when we're struggling or losing. Everybody feels that?
Yes.
The 13 Red Sox felt like what I watch with the Brewers, like that feeling. And that's hard as a other player in the division or another team. You have to just shut that out. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Let them do their thing. The only thing we concern ourselves with is what's going on in our locker room. And I think that's one thing I also took away from that 13 team. We didn't care about anybody else. We didn't care how well somebody was playing. We didn't care how well somebody was doing. All we cared about was ourselves, each other, being there for each other, picking each other up. You know, making sure we're high-fiving guys when they come in, making sure we're patting a guy on the butt if he struggles a second. We'll pick, you know, come in, whatever situation is asked, and do your job and eat together, get coffee together, hang out together in hotel rooms. Like, and that's all you can control and the most important thing, and that allows you to just kind of focus on what you need to take care of.
Man, I hope this batch is doing that. And I hope this batch does it the next 5 games after today, 5 games in 4 days when that white hot force comes in and you get to stare at him, it's like it's an opportunity to refocus on yourselves, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, and at the same time, right? There's a game today. That's what matters the most. And you don't want to look too far ahead, and you just focus on winning today's game, because you have to take care of business against the Pirates. This is a team that's in the bottom of the division and not very good. And you have, you know, I got a text from a person in the business who's in the minor leagues. He's like, man, the Cubs are playing the Indianapolis team today, huh? and that's the truth. But it's the truth. I mean, you look at it, and so then you have to take care of your business. And ultimately, the guy on the mound, if he's executing pitches, you know, it's tough. But you have to bear down. You have to figure out a way, just like they did yesterday, right? Little rallies. It doesn't have to be home runs. Home runs are great. I love them. They win ball games. But what wins ball games more than home runs is when there's runners on base when you hit them. And that's through grinding out with 2 strikes. That's, you know, putting the ball in play, making things happen, whatever it is. Then you get the big pop. But, you know, it'd be fun to see the boys, for them to break out in a big way today. Kyle Tucker had a couple hits yesterday, PCA the day before. So, you know, to get that momentum going into that series coming this week.
The more I watch this team, and really the more I watch baseball, like my favorite dude on this team is Nico. I just love how he plays, man. I love it. He just fights and claws and scratches his way to absolutely everything. And that double yesterday with, you know, to get that insurance run across. That guy would make a great Brewer. You know what I mean? He'd be great on any team. I just think the world of that guy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, man. You look at what he's been able to do in his career, right? Like, we have acceptance of who we are. He's not a home run hitter, and who cares? He makes great contact. He sits there and he hits with runners in scoring position. He does it with 2 outs. I mean, runners in scoring position, I think he's 3rd in Major League Baseball this year in batting average.
Yep.
You know, that's what you want. And then what he does on the base pass, 4 straight seasons of 20-plus stolen bases. You know, the first Cub to do that since Ryan Sandberg. Wow. And he plays a position with respect and admiration of Ryan, and wants to do that position justice. He knows what that means to put the Cubs uniform on and play that position after a Hall of Famer, a legend, you know, somebody who won the MVP here. And he takes the defense side as serious as anybody, and it shows. I mean, you're talking about a Gold Glover, even plays he doesn't make. Look how many plays he almost makes. You know, I sometimes think that when I look at guys who just out of the, I'm like, how did you even get close to that ball?
Yeah.
You know, the one we almost saw yesterday where it was a soft liner over his head and he almost got to it. Like, this guy is just the epitome of what you want out of a baseball player. He knows how to do every aspect of it right. He shows up and prepares every day. And you're right. Every team in the league sits there and goes, I would love to have a Nico Horner on my team.
All right, 2 quick things for you, Ryan. You're generous with your time. When I sat down and did a thing with Michael Bush a couple of weeks ago, and when I was asking about Cade Horton, he had a look in his eye as he was saying, oh, he's figuring it out, man. He's figuring it out. And he talked about he's got a second kind of fastball now. So, like, Cade is like, and maybe he always did, but he's using it now. Like, that dude has been great. What's his ceiling? Like, what do I need to think about when I think about the possibilities of what that guy can be in a rotation?
Yeah, I mean, look at what his last 7 starts have been like. You know, sub-2 ERA, this guy has been absolutely nasty. You know, and I will say Craig and, you know, the staff have done an amazing job of quote-unquote protecting him by limiting pitch counts and innings and stuff. But I think we're looking at, you know, a guy who has the potential of being an elite pitcher in this league. A, top-notch velocity on a fastball with cut, with movement, with, you know, carry through the zone, a nasty breaking ball. And then you talk about bulldog mentality and, like, you know, this is a guy who top draft pick, you know, pitched at a high level in college and, you know, already been through Tommy John and come back and feeling as strong as can be. And you watch him in between. I've seen him in between starts, the work he puts in. This is a front end of the rotation guy. You don't get drafted that high without people thinking that. And I think what we're seeing it take place is it starting to happen, right? It's starting to come to fruition. And you know, you could see why the Cubs were like, man, we really like our rotation because we have guys like this. You know, Matthew Boyd, all-star, showed a nasty, but look what Cade Horton's been able to do and really, you know, make pitches in big situations too. I look at that. What can you do with runners in scoring position? What do you bear down with 2 outs? How do you get the big strikeout when you need it? And he's got all those things.
And then last thing, can't wait to hang out with you and make some music on Thursday night. Ryan Dempster singing with the band, baby, singing with the Lindberghers at the Metro on Thursday night. Tickets still available, by the way, for the Lynn Bramer hometown celebration. You excited about it, man? I can't wait.
Dude, I'm so fired up. And, you know, the band is so tight and so great, and it's so much fun. I think that's what, you know, for everybody who's going to be there, who has already bought a ticket, and for those who are looking how to get them, go get them, because one thing we will do is have a great time. We will sing, we will dance, we will smile, and we will do it all for an awesome, awesome cause for Lynn Bramer's, you know, scholars. And it's just, it's incredible, man. And I appreciate you so much putting this on and inviting me and all the people that'll be there to celebrate a good friend, and everything he tried to do, we try to do for him and continue that legacy.
Yeah, man. Can't wait. Thanks, dude. Have a great broadcast today. Talk to you.
You got it, guys.
All right, man.
See you, mate.
See you. That's Ryan Dempster. How about that? How about that Dusty Baker, Jimi Hendrix fact? Hello? I don't think I ever heard that before. I mean, and maybe that's been out there. People have written about, like, the legend of Dusty and everything that he has done in his career. The guy invented the high five. The guy was on deck when Hank Aaron hit home run number 715, you know, things like that. But the Hendrix one, I didn't realize. That was good. It's a good list. It's a pretty good list. It's 670 The Score. We got a couple of open phone lines and some time right now if you want to hop on, if you've been holding, or if you were like, man, I wanted to talk about the Bananas with Speaks, or I wanted to talk about the Cubs, or I wanted to react to anything that Dempster just said, or talk about the Brewers. You can do so right now at 312-644-6767. It is Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. We'll talk to the broadcaster of the Marlins, who's at Fenway Park and a good friend of the show, in about 20 minutes. And we got a guest host coming in here at the top of the hour as well. We're on till 12:45 on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
The 2-2. Called strike three. Fastball 98 miles per hour. Cutchin retired, one away. And the pitch. Called strike three. Front door slider that hugged the inside portion of the plate. Bart rung up, two away. Crowd on its feet. Keller deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Cubs win. They beat the Pirates 3-1 to even the series at a game apiece.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel. Sunday mornings on The Score.
Ah, there's a little Los Lobos right there, as a matter of fact. Boo-doo day. Ryan Dempster just told us that Dusty Baker once smoked a joint with Jimi Hendrix. And now I'm reading a description of that story on RollingStone.com that Dusty had told, where Dusty fell in love with Jimmy's music, and then on his 18th birthday, his parents got him tickets to Monterey Pop, the Monterey Pop Festival, where Hendrix and The Who were set to headline. And Dusty was there when Hendrix set his guitar on fire in an effort to upstage Pete Townsend. The next year, Dusty saw Jimmy a couple more times, and the second time led to a fortuitous meeting. Hendrix was in San Francisco to play six shows, and Dusty and his buddies saw two men smoking a joint outside, and they joked with each other that one of the guys looked like Hendrix. They looked a little hard and realized it was Hendrix. So Dusty went over there and said, "Hey man, offer Jimmy a joint." So I did. My friends came over. That's how we met Jimmy. I never saw him again after that. So yeah, Dusty saw Jimmy and said, "Well, let's see. Let's go check it out." And he did. By the way, Monterey Pop, I don't know if anybody's ever seen the movie, the Monterey Pop Festival. If you like live music, if you love that era of music, if you love Hendrix, if you love Otis Redding, God, who else is there? It is one of the great music films of all time. The Monterey Pop Festival, live at Monterey Pop, especially the Otis Redding. But D.A. Pennebaker, the filmmaker, made it. It is a brilliant documentary. Highly, highly recommend. That is perhaps not why you called, but that's what you get here on Hit and Run from time to time. Walt is in Deerfield, and now Walt is on The Score with me, Speaks, on Hit and Run. Good Sunday morning to you, Walt. What's happening?
Yeah, hi, Speaks. I'm going to put you on the spot if you don't mind. I know you hear things and, you know, stuff passes you. You latch on to stuff. Got a simple question, and depending on your answer, I'd like to ask a follow-up. Simple question, is Kyle Tucker hurt?
It's not that simple. Yeah, I think the finger is affected, but he believes he can still swing with it, and he has obviously been still swinging with it and still can help the ball club. But it's not like it's broken and unusable, Walt.
Which is he helping the ball? What has he had, one home run in, what, 6 weeks? I mean, I mean, sometimes the worst decisions management can make aren't in a box score, so they don't know what to count for him. Would it have been better to have a guy like Cassie up there for a couple of weeks? Let this guy rest up. Let Tucker rest up. Give this guy 2 or 3 weeks batting, and then send him down if necessary. But give your frontline guy a chance to rest, and give your other guy who's sitting on the farm a chance.
Yeah, Tucker hasn't had a homer since the 19th of July. against the Red Sox in that 6-0 win on a Saturday night. What a glorious night that was. And before that, hadn't homered since the 28th of June. So, yeah, you're on it. You're on it, Walt. One in 6 weeks. I don't know enough of the details in terms of how severe it is, if they have discussed it, what he thinks, and all of that. So, look, I understand. And we may look back on it and think that Owen Casey should have been just getting some run. Here's the tricky thing about Casey, who comes up and gets used in the first game in Toronto and then not after that. And that certainly can be frustrating. And I admit to some frustration there. AAA pitching sucks. Like, AAA pitching really, really does suck these days. Like, AAA is where you've got some depth major leaguers just kind of hanging around, you know, is where the Chris Flexons and the Kenta Maedas of the world.
Alec Mills type guys, yeah,
you
got, right?
Right. So, and if you can throw, you're at AA or you're in the big leagues. That's a reality. So when a guy's killing it at AAA, it can be something that a ball club doesn't necessarily believe in.
Yeah, it's a good point, Speaks. Your stuff guys are usually in AA. AAA is usually like pitchers that are maybe journeymen, so they might know how to pitch, which can do well in AAA, but doesn't necessarily mean you've got the stuff doing the majors.
Right, right. So, you know, just because Casey's been crushing it down there doesn't mean that he's ready to come up and crush it here. And it's a reason that sometimes guys get jumped up right from AA, or they put him in AAA. You know, let's just let him cook down there for a while, because AAA pitching sucks. So that's a little part of it. Your question about Tucker and the thought process of sitting him down, I think frankly, I think it's valid. I do. And I don't know to what extent there is some personal stubbornness or some personal belief that he can help the team. And yesterday he did. Couple of base hits, big stolen base by Kyle Tucker in that game. So you wonder how much, you know, Kyle Tucker's belief that he can help the team has perhaps kept him from resting himself. We also don't know if rest is going to make that finger heal to the point that he can use it on the bat the way that he wants to and get the power the way that he wants to. So it's a fair question that I don't have all the answers for, and it's not as simple as I think you thought it would be when you asked. This is Tom in Burbank on 670 The Score. What's up, Tom? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just want to say, like, I went to a banana ball game this weekend. Best baseball game I've ever been to. I think the NBL is going to be a little bit in trouble next year if this league actually kicks off. It's fun, entertaining, cost-effective. I think they use juice balls, which adds to the game. NBL isn't – I think they're in trouble here. Yeah, I know it's an entertaining – I don't think it's a fad. I think it's going to be something that's going to carry on with the younger generation.
Yeah, but they're not launching a league, are they? You're saying they're going to launch a league on this?
They're putting 16 league in next year.
I'll look into it. I mean, they used to be part of the Coastal Plain League. It's not going to take away from MLB in terms of a league-to-league thing. It is competition in some ways. Like, I'm not going to get lost in that part of it. It is competition for fan dollars. Those tickets are only $35. It is competition in terms of watching it and then having your attention span affected to the point that the next MLB game you go to, you're like, this is a little bland. But I don't think the league, if they are going to start a league, I don't believe that is going to, you know, rival MLB. And like we've seen other leagues, you know, whether it's arena football or the XFL or, you know, all sorts of other things try and defeat a behemoth. And that's not a thing, I don't think. But the undeniable entertainment product I am here for, and what MLB can actually learn and borrow and take, I am here for. So I'd rather think of them as a teaching tool for MLB. What can you do? God, the fun before the game of just like the way that they're introducing all the players, they're introducing all the elements. I mean, that place was packed an hour before the game with people there just to check out everything, the entire show of the whole thing. And, you know, there's a lot to learn, and we'll be discussing it more throughout the course of the week, that's for sure. This is Riles in Gridley, Illinois, on 670 The Score. What's up, Riles? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good, Speaks. Thanks for taking my call, my friend.
Of course.
I think you probably remember, I'm a Cardinal fan, and although it's been fun for me to see the Cub fans kind of get their comeuppance this year, I don't think that you guys should abandon hope. Because the Cardinals were the best team in 2015, and the Cubs just played great the second half of the season, and they were in the Cardinals' heads, and they beat them in the playoffs. The Cubs could do the same thing to Milwaukee this year if they end up running into them. They have to embrace this opportunity in the five-game series coming up and just show that they can beat Milwaukee and kind of get in their heads and see if they can advance in the playoffs.
That's a good thought, Riles, in terms of what the opportunity is for the Cubs and what the opportunity is for the organization to wrap their head around. Like, just, you know, just go ahead and embrace the opportunity to play really well. Focus on yourself. Play really well. Show them that you're not freaked out by them winning 14 games in a row. 14 games in a row. Show them that you're not overwhelmed by their record-setting awesomeness. Show them you're not pissed and down in the dumps about having lost the division, possibly. Whatever. See you in the playoffs, Brewers. And then who knows what can happen. Whatever. Refine your own confidence. Focus on yourself. Play your ass off and see what happens. Why the hell not? I just saw the pitchers that the Brewers are going to trot out for this series. Some good ones. Some very, very good pitchers. Just got to say. Tomorrow in the early game, it'll be Freddy Peralta going for the Brewers. TBA in the second game. So I don't know what they're going to do for the doubleheader. But then after that, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games, Brandon Woodruff, he's been great. Jacob Mizorowski, maybe you remember him, the Miz. And then Quinn Priester, who's been just absolutely phenomenal. That's on Thursday. Priester was good yesterday, but not great. Cubs battered him the one time they faced him in Milwaukee. But Priester has been a really good story for them. But yeah, I mean, that's their big guns. You play a team for five games, you're going to see, let's do the math, probably all five of their pitchers, or at least four of them, as they TBA it for the second game of that doubleheader. One of these games, we'll have Jameson Taillon back for the Cubs. So it's Assad today, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as we get a little closer to pregame at 12:45. But Assad today, and then we'll see what happens. They're all TBA right now as they kind of rethink how they're going to deal with the doubleheader starting tomorrow. This texter from Jim in Grays Lake. Speaks, how you feeling about the anthem tomorrow? I'll be there nice and early for game one so I don't miss it. Break a leg, man. Thank you, Jim. That's very kind of you. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. Me and my guy Kurt have practiced many times. We practiced. We were ready. We sound checked. We got rained out. We regrouped, we practiced, we are ready. Tomorrow we will sound check and hopefully not get rained out. When we come back, it was about time that a descendant of my late father, Herb Spiegel, broadcast games from Fenway Park. Editor's note, it's not me. We'll do that next here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
2-1 pitch. Augustine hits one high in the air, out to left, indeed. That is monster bound and gone. That went over the monster and over the El Teniente heart. Augustine Ramirez with a monster blast. It's homer number 18 on the year. Okay, the second homer for the Fish. It's 7-2. Red Sox in the top of the seventh.
That is a home run from Augustine Ramirez over the Green Monster, over the El Teniente heart. Lovely description of a 37-foot wall. And the visual from the broadcast booth at Fenway Park by the Marlins broadcaster and my beloved nephew, Jack McMullen. Wanted to check in with you, Jack, one more time this year, and this seemed like a great opportunity to do so. We can talk about the teams you have seen, the life in MLB, and principally doing games from Fenway. My dad, your grandpa, who passed, what, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, more than that. Was it 8 weeks ago?
It might have been.
Yeah, it was early June. Yeah.
Yeah, I should know. So anyway, he was, I mean, you could argue that I should know as both the host of the show and his son. He was a lifelong Red Sox fan, for those who don't know, and raised a family steeped in baseball and steeped somewhat in Red Sox-dom and Fenway-dom. And it's just incredibly cool to see one of his descendants getting to do ball games at Fenway Park. It has struck a chord in the family thread, and I knew it would strike a chord with the listeners here on Hit and Run. So welcome in, Jack McMullen. Proud of you. Been listening along with a lot of the rest of the family on the MLB app. How has it felt to be doing games from that place?
Surreal. It struck a chord with me as well. I will say I appreciated your text when I did the Joe Castiglione impression yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there have been a couple of times this year. This is year one in the big leagues. There have been a couple of times this year that I've gotten emotional. Number one was actually before opening day. We had the Yankees in town for an exhibition. It was my first time sitting in an empty major league ballpark, getting ready and like filling out a scorebook. And I wrote Aaron Judge's name down in my scorebook. And I was in an empty big league park. And I just look around Lone Depot Park and I'm like, this is actually happening, isn't it? So that was time number one.
Wow.
Time number two is walking into Wrigley, because that is the cathedral in your backyard. It's the place that, you know, the way that I put it a couple weeks ago is I went to Rate Field, Guaranteed Rate, U.S. Cellular, Comiskey, whatever you want to call it. I went to that constantly, like 10 to 15 times a year. But it always felt like that chocolate lava cake you get at a restaurant, like that treat when you get to go to Wrigley Field. And that would happen probably once a year for me growing up. So walking into Wrigley as somebody that's going to work there later, yeah, like doing that at 2 p.m. for a 7 o'clock first pitch, that got me. I welled up a little bit. And then opening the door to the visiting radio booth at Fenway Park at like 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday ahead of a 7 o'clock first pitch, that was the third time that I got, you know, pretty emotional doing this, because that place is the cathedral. Like, it is the Sagrada Familia of baseball.
The Sagrada Familia. Educate your uncle. What is that?
No, I mean, it's the huge church in Barcelona that's like never been finished. There's always construction on it. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But now I do. Now I do.
Yeah, like the prettiest, largest cathedral in the world.
Okay. See, there you go. These are the kind of references you get on Marlins broadcasts, right there. It's awesome. And we were texting the other day when you went over to the Ted Williams seat where he almost assuredly hit a really deep fly ball home run that went well over 500 feet.
And no doubt. That's crazy that he did that. I can't believe that. No way.
You don't think he did. You're with Mike Petriello and these like StatCast nerds who figured out that the legend of Ted Williams should be challenged. It's absurd.
I guess I got to take the glasses off and get my head out of the spreadsheet. Are you going to call me Four Eyes now? Is that the next progression in this?
That wouldn't be the first time. best places to do ball games so far, other than Wrigley and Fenway, what's the best perch for a broadcaster? Because, look, I get to do it sometimes, as you know. I did an inning yesterday, Saturday, for the Cubs, and just sitting up there, it's like, yeah. I mean, you can read the ball off the bat. There's a reason we're all terrible at reading the ball off the bat when we sit in regular seats around the ballpark. But right up there, you can actually do it pretty well at most places.
Yes. So I will say Miami is actually very good. I really like our vantage in Miami. Fenway is really fun because you're pretty high, but you're so on top of it. It almost feels like you're sitting on top of home plate. And that is a unique vantage. You're just like in on the action. Other places that jump out, the Dodger Stadium vantage is very, very easy. You can read the ball perfectly. My favorite booth view to this point, aside from Wrigley and Fenway, is Oracle Park in San Francisco.
Hmm.
You're pretty low, but you get the bay in the background, and you get all the boats, you know, beyond the wall and left as well. And it just feels like you're kind of in on the action. The other ones that jump out that I love, Milwaukee and Arizona, you're so low, you can read everything off the bat. So Milwaukee and Arizona, in terms of like a view perspective, in terms of reading a ball and calling games, are great. But I think San Francisco is probably my favorite view in baseball that we've had this year.
Jack McMullen hosts shows and podcasts on Just Baseball. Very, very successful website that you can find all over on social media, as well as does Marlins Game on the radio. So he knows the game, knows the league. Who are the teams you've seen so far that just seem to be a cut above the rest? If there was a series where you left and you're like, whoop, well, that bunch is pretty good.
Man, you're going to hate my answer.
Yeah, it's the Brewers.
They are so good. And we took a series against them in Milwaukee. We won 2 of 3.
Sure.
But I was watching that weekend, and I'm like, this team might be flawless because you feel like you put together the best at-bats you possibly could. Freddy Peralta went 5 innings of one-run ball. The way the Marlins won that game is because they forced Freddie to throw 100 pitches through 5 innings. So it was literally outlasting a very good starting pitcher. You've seen the bullpen dominance, too. I'm hoping Chorio gets back, no problem, for the Brewers' sake, not for the Cubs' sake. Sorry, Matt. But I like, with Chorio in that lineup, bringing that superstar element to them, they're a darn near flawless baseball team, I think. The Red Sox are pretty flawless right now, just watching them go about their business. I am curious to see which starting pitchers are throwing well when they enter October, because you assume Crochet is the one. You would think Bayo, the way he's pitching right now, is the two, and then Giolito is the three, and postseason legend Walker Buehler is the four. But that bullpen is really good. Chapman is somehow still doing this at 37 years old. He jumps out to me. And there was one more, Seattle. We saw Seattle earlier this year. Seattle seems like they are fine-tuned right now.
So, yeah, those are three real good ones in there. And the Cubs will see the Brewers coming up in, obviously, in this week, five games in a four-day span. All right, let's get to the impression. Yeah, I texted you when you did the Joe Castiglione, a former guest on the PBP, an absolute legend. You got to understand, Jack, I grew up listening to Joe Castiglione while sitting on the basement floor of Big Brother Bobby's room as you listen to WTIC 1080 AM out of Hartford, Connecticut in New Jersey, okay?
Yeah.
So I got Joe Castiglione in my bones. Here's Jack's impression of Castiglione yesterday.
Good press level here at Fenway Park. You're greeted with the faces of Jerry Remy and Joe Castiglione, the Hall of Famer, went in as the Ford Frick Award winner a couple years ago. The longtime radio voice of the Red Sox with the classic Boston accent. That is one of the few announcer impressions that I have perfected.
Joe Castiglione on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
You ever hear that one?
No, but that's fantastic.
That one bounced foul.
Now I have to go look it up.
Count remains nothing in two. His call of Andrew Benintendi making a game-ending diving catch in the postseason a couple of years ago.
I fell out of my chair.
It's perfect. He embodied New England on the radio.
All right, so here's the thing. There's a problem with your Castiglione is that I don't think your voice can get high enough. You're blessed with this glorious baritone. Joe Castiglione is up here. You know, Joe, because he's got the accent, but he's way up here.
Really good.
I grew up with, I'm Ken Coleman, and I'm Joe Castiglione. It's like, you know, so I don't think you physically can do it. It's just a limitation of your vocal cords, perhaps.
Yeah, but that's so good in its own right, too. What I think I have is pushing the words out of the front of my mouth here. And it's like, the Shaw's and Star Market, I love the way that it just kind of comes out and it's easy and it's so Boston Red Sox on the radio. But
yeah.
Yours is like, you're much higher.
Well, I am in general. I mean, that's where I am. It's perhaps why I don't have a full-time big league job. That's only one of the reasons.
I mean, it's tough. Maybe I have to go back to the drawing board.
No.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good, to be honest. And then
I just
gave me yours, and I'm like, that might be a little bit better.
No. Yours is excellent. I want you to feel good about it. I want you to feel good about it. And what's most important, this is where we get a football analogy. It's about rushing attempts. You know, it's not necessarily, like sometimes it's a bunch of rushing attempts, and then the eighth carry is the one that breaks through for 20, and then the average looks good. You're loosening up the defense with these rushing attempts, you know?
Yeah, so the gist of what I'm getting from you is keep doing it until it's really annoying and everybody stops listening, and then they say, yeah, Jack, no, it's really good.
And then it crosses over to good at that point.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, he won't stop doing it, so in order to make him shut up, it's really good, Jack. Congratulations.
exactly. No, keep him coming. Great stuff, man. And very, very proud of you. Sound excellent. Family listening from all over the country. Just wanted to say hello. So that El Tiante heart, I didn't even see it on the monster. That's where Augustine hit it. That's a really cool thing to notice about Fenway as you're doing the game. There's probably a few new things like that.
It's a cool thing, and I noticed it on Friday. I actually noticed it on a telecast a little bit earlier this year, obviously, you know, to the great Louis Tiant. But, it's right over the monster, so it technically is in, you know, home run territory. It's right on one of those light poles that extends from the monster. So it kind of cuts off the monster seating, and they have this great mesh navy blue heart that just reads El Tiante in red in it. And I love that ode there. That place is just so rich in tradition. You know, I did my little walking tour. I haven't gone up to the monster yet. I'm going to do that this morning when we get to the ballpark. But I mean, it seems like everywhere you go in there, it's like this holy landmark of baseball where every single thing in that ballpark has meaning. Every single one.
That's awesome. Jack, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you.
All right.
That is the nephew, Jack McMullen, doing a great job with the Marlins these days. It is Matt Spiegler with you on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. We got a lot of show left. We're on till 12:45. In the noon hour, you'll hear from Joe Maddon, who was on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. We also need to make sure you hear from Andrew McCutcheon. We'll get to that at some point, possibly also in the noon hour. But coming up next, I got a guest co-host. Guest co-host for the next hour, and we're going to take your phone calls and talk Cubs and Sox baseball. You'll also get Team of the Moment this hour, so stay listening and feel free to dial it in on Hit and Run on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.